I arrived at Charing Cross Underground. I went across to the station and bought a bunch of violets, which I carried in my left hand, and in my right I carried a hammer.
To say I enjoyed making fires sounds rather awful, doesn't it? But it really was lovely to find that you'd been successful, that the thing really had burned down, that you hadn't got caught.
I walked down the Strand, and the first shop I came to, which was a jeweller's, banged my hammer through the window. I continued on down the Strand for quite a way and did quite a lot of damage.
We were very, very careful when that burning was done. No one could be hurt. That was our one great anxiety. We, of course, were hurt ourselves, but that was another matter.
Some of the men getting hold of them and saying, "Leave it to us, we'll get you what you want." While they were doing that, they were digging their fingers in your arm so that you would black and blue.